Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Carl Minogue is doing the showbiz this morning. How did you land this?
Oh, well, you know,
home role.
I know, Ian. Well, look, you know yourself, there's certain phone calls you get in your life, you know. Yeah. There's a phone call that you might have gotten the job, yeah, or if you play on a sports team, yeah, you've made the team.
Made the team, yeah.
Yeah, and then last night I got one of the greatest phone calls of my life. They said, "Get your gear ready. Yeah. You're doing the showbiz on the Ian Dempsey breakfast show in the morning."
Very good. Well, you're most welcome. It may be for one day. We're not sure exactly what the story is.
I think we have to see, do we survive the first one
exactly,
first?
Okay. Exactly. Now listen, so you're obviously most associated with Dave Moore's show, which is on between 9 and 12.
Yeah.
Making your mornings.
Yeah, you know it. So now look, I'm integrating the whole morning, so I'm making your morning.
When the microphones go off, I mean, I've asked him himself this, and he says that he really is genuinely like that. Is he really as positive? Like, does he give out about things when the mics go off, or... You know, because he's just Mr. Positivity, isn't he?
He is Mr. Positivity, yeah, yeah. Can there be too much positivity?
Well...
No, he doesn't give out. Not to me, anyway. Yeah. Not to my face.
He doesn't seem to. I mean, I've tried to catch him out on occasion.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what he's like when he sits into his car and he's away from all of us.
Right, yeah.
But I think the heavy metal helps him.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets any rage that he might have.
Gets it out. I know, yeah, I understand.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super source of sunshine, vitamin D.
Well, Carl, we will keep on searching for clues to Dave's real what's going
real
on.
Real self.
Yeah. So Ryan Gosling has landed a new role.
Well, excellent. Yeah, he's in negotiations anyway to star in a new Star Wars movie. Are you a Star Wars fan, Ian?
No.
No?
No. I went to see the first one in the Ambassador Cinema. When it came out, that's a long fado.
Yeah.
And it didn't grab me. Like, I know there are people out there who are actually fanatical. Are you fanatical about it?
Not really.
No. Okay, right.
Not really. So, I'm not that excited, but so the guy who made Deadpool and Wolverine, Sean Levi, he's going to make a new Star Wars movie. Ryan Gosling is in negotiations to star in this movie.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, this is a standalone project, so it's nothing going to do with the old, like, the George Lucas movies that, okay? Do you know where I can confirm that, by the way?
Sorry.
On Wikipedia. Isn't that amazing?
Wikipedia.
That's an actual thing.
Is
that's
it?
A website.
Yeah. All right. So now, they know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
All of the Star Wars facts.
Yeah.
Now, if I was Sean, I would recommend that he doesn't do this standalone project.
Yeah.
Because there is a certain movie that came out that was a standalone project this year, or last year, which was Joker Folie à Deux. Did you see this?
Oh, yes, that's right. And that was panned, wasn't it?
It was panned. Yeah. And my next story for you, Ian, is the Razzies. Have you ever heard of these?
I have. The Raspberry Awards, isn't it?
The
ones where they make the worst movies of all time and they give them awards, just like they do in the Oscars, except it's not necessarily a great thing.
Yeah, although they do, you know, as they say, own your bad.
Yeah,
isn't that what they say to the actors? I don't think that they agree or anything like that.
So have they come out?
Well, they have come out, and which is doing very well in the Razzies is Joker Folie à Deux, which was a standalone kind of a project.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't really... I lasted an hour.
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you know what? Save yourself.
But I did see the original Joker. I thought was fantastic. Very good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good, yeah. But this is the one with Lady Gaga in it.
Yeah, okay. It's just very odd. Worst picture, things like Borderlands, Joker, Madame Web, Megalopolis... And Dennis Quaid's Reagan.
Oh,
have you seen
see
that?
No.
I think a lot of people haven't seen any of these films.
And it makes you kind of say, oh, I must try that.
Yeah. Just in terms of the actors as well, they've Jack Black in there, Joaquin Phoenix is in there, Dennis Quaid for Reagan, Jerry Seinfeld.
Is Charlie giving you a dirty look there, is he?
And actress, just one more because I'm enjoying this so much. Lady Gaga's in for worst actress, Cate Blanchett, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
I hope they own their badge.
Absolutely. I just have to tell you that he walked past the window twice.
Dave Moore?
He did, yeah.
Or his nostrils flaring. Yeah, that's when you know he's a bit angry.
We're going to talk to Robbie O'Reilly. Robbie is in Wexford. Hey, Robbie, how's it going?
You know, how's it going?
Very good, thank you very much. Everything all right down your end, yeah?
Everything is grand, yeah. Well, I'm on my way from Wexford to Dublin for work, so.
Okay, do you go to Dublin all the time?
Yes.
You're picking up the accent now big time as a Wexford man.
all my friends tell me I have a bit of Wexford accent already. I'm living down here 22 years now. So.
Oh, really? Very good.
Yeah.
So you're originally a Dub then?
Originally from Dublin, yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay. Okay, and I believe you've been trying a very long time to play Waffle.
every day since his for the last year or year and a half.
Oh my God. Okay, Robbie, so well, hopefully
when Charlie rang me then, I was like, who is ringing me at this hour of the morning?
Exactly, yeah. You see, don't expect us. Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
it. But anyway, listen, I want to wish you the very best of luck. And how are you on geography and things like that?
Oh God, no way.
Oh my God, after all this time, Robbie. Anyway, let's see how you get on. Right. Listen closely, here it comes for your right.
Today's waffle topic is
big towns in Munster.
Big towns in Munster. Fermoy.
Keep going.
Mitchelstown. Oh God. It's not that easy when you get on the phone.
No, that's it, you know. Okay, stay on core for a second. Titanic. You know that one?
Gone.
No, Robbie, it's gone. Time up.
No problem.
Okay, Killarney.
Didn't even register in my head there.
Ennis in County Clare. On that banner. Dungarvan in County Waterford. Clonmel in Tipperary, and the one I was talking about with Titanic connection, all that is Cove. You know that one?
Cove, down in Cork. Yeah. Actually, not to worry.
Not to worry. So, where do you live in Wexford? In Wexford town itself, like?
No. I live in a place called Fettet on Sea.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. Is it on sea?
It's right beside the sea. Yeah. I moved down here 20 years ago. I met a girl on holidays.
Yeah. In Wexford?
Down in Fettet on Sea on a holiday.
Yeah.
It's right beside, I don't know whether you're familiar with the Hook Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Right beside there.
Very nice. Right idyllic. There, yeah. Lovely. Well, Robbie, you sound absolutely very happy and contented anyway. That's good.
So you'd have to be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
you can't be going around giving out all the time.
Exactly. You're dead right. And the road is good between Dublin and Wexford as well, isn't it? It's very good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good right the way up until you hit in around Bray and then you hit that traffic. So I know, sometimes it would take you 3 hours to get to work.
I know. Anyway, Robbie, you're some man for one man. Thanks a million. Good luck. I got one of these right, and I nearly got another one right. We've got three of them. We've done this before, actually, and it gets the old brains going. Can you guess the three well-known movies from their taglines? You know, when you hear the ad going out, and it says the name of the movie, and then it has a little kind of an explanation, a kind of a one-liner that explains what the movie's about, okay? So here are three of them for you, and we want you to send them in. This is just for a bit of fun, by the way, okay? Just a bit of fun. Get the brain flowing for yourself today. Here's the first one. The true story of a real fake. The true story of a real fake. I'm trying to go down as deep as I can. Okay, here's the next one. I like this. This is a good line. This is the one I didn't get. If you only see one movie this year, you need to get out more often. And number three, I got this one. We scare because we care. We scare because we care. Okay, one more time. We're looking for the three movies that have these as taglines. The true story of a real fake. If you only see one movie this year, you need to get out more often. And number three, we scare because we care. Good man, Aidan. How are you getting on? Up early this morning, fair play to you. The only person with all three correct so far. We're giving you taglines from movies if you just switched on. So see how you get on with these. Wrong answers, by the way, for number two are Hot Shots and Airplane. It's a good line, actually. And I don't know this one. I do know the last one and I know the first one, actually. I didn't quite get it, but I do know what it is. Taglines from movies. The true story of a real fake is the first one. The true story of a real fake. Number two, if you only see one movie this year, you need to get out more often. And number three, we scare because we care. We scare because we care. I believe we've got Eric on a voice note. Good man, Eric. Good on you. Let's go to Eric and see what the answers are. I think he's got them right.
Morning, Eno, from a lovely wet Waterford this morning.
Lovely.
I'm thinking the first one is Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
The second one is Naked Gun. Old movie, but absolutely brilliant.
Ah, yes.
And the third one is
Monsters, Inc. We scare because we care.
Yeah.
That's Eric in Waterford.
That was great.
Have a good day, you know. Love the show.
Thank you very much, Eric. Brilliant. So Catch Me If You Can and Naked Gun, and so people were going kind of in the right direction with the kind of airplane and those kind of things. Catch Me If You Can, the first one, Leonardo and the gang. Catch Me, Naked Gun, second, and We Scare Because We Care, Monsters, Inc. Thank you very much, Phil. Actually, you're a Liverpool fan, so you were probably watching the Liverpool and Lille game the other night, yeah?
I was.
Yes. And did you notice that Gary Breen was doing the co-commentary on Premier Sports? So fair play to him. There's a little piece of him here. Do you know Mandy from Lille?
Mandy got sent off.
Yeah, Mandy got sent off. Oh, well done. Well done, you. Oh, correct. This was Gary Breen's. I don't know whether he was waiting to do this forever, for years.
You can't let this pass.
This is great. Isn't
and
it?
It's going to be a second yellow card here for Mandy, and he's off. And Lille's task may now be insurmountable.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you went without taking the ball, and the rest sent you away. Sorry, Rob.
That's a round of applause line, Gary.
No need to apologise, Gary.
No, absolutely. That was epic stuff.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.